Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we are have been experiencing the 777 urgent call to prayer. Ann Graham Lutz, which is Reverend Billy Graham's daughter, was given this mandate by the Lord to call an urgent prayer. And we shared previously just how we're all hearing the same thing what God's saying, because we shared about this as well in regards to Joel chapter 1. She felt like the Lord was showing her in the scriptures that we need a serious turn to God. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is through repentance and turning back to Him. And so there was three focuses. The urgent prayer call was to start on the seventh month, which is the month of July. It was supposed to occur for the full first one through, the 7 days of July, the first week. And then on the seventh day, I believe it fell on a Monday, the seventh day was called for 7 hours of fasting. And there was three distinct prayer targets that were praying during this time period. One is that for God the Father to restrain and protect and deliver His people from the evil that has come into the world. And so that's one of the prayer focuses. The second prayer focus is for God the Son to be exalted, magnified, and glorified in His church and in our nation and in our lives. You know, oftentimes we say, God bless America, when in reality we need to be saying, hey, America needs to bless God. We want to see Jesus glorified, not just, in our nation, but it all begins in our own hearts first, So it starts in the beginning with us. And the last prayer focus is for God, the Holy Spirit, to fall on us in a fresh way, compelling the church to repent of sin and our nation to return to faith in the living God, resulting in a great national spiritual awakening.
Wow.
And so we're excited about this. We're excited about joining with Ann and many of the church leaders across, the nation and the world, praying for, we got to turn back to God.
Right.
We've got to turn back to God, which, I've been reading Evan Roberts' book on Evan Roberts and the Great Welsh Revival. It's called World on Fire, written by Rick Joyner. And one of the things that Rick Joyner shares in the books is oftentimes we believe that tough times would cause people to repent. He says most of the moves of God, they didn't occur. The judgment came after the revival, not before the revival.
Mm-hmm.
And that oftentimes people are saying that, they're hearing that there's going to be tough economic times, and we've heard it. This is true. But he says that people are more likely not to turn to God during that time. History says that they wind up cursing God during that time. And so, it's don't wait, because what happens is that sometimes people fall into a position, they're going to wait for a judgment to come. They're going to wait for something to happen before they share the gospel. It's like, no, share the gospel now.
Yeah, right.
Share the gospel now. One thing I've learned a little bit going through the hurricanes and different disasters that have happened is that you can begin to tell people and warn them and share with them, you need to come to Jesus before things happen,
right?
And then you can talk to them after whatever happened, happened, and point back to it. But in the midst of whatever the disaster is, whether it's a tornado, whether it's an earthquake, an hurricane, or anything that that nature, in the middle of it, people fall into a survival mode. They get totally caught up in survival, whatever that tragic event was. They get caught up on the basics, and at that time, everyone becomes an expert. They've been watching the Weather Channel 24 hours a day, and everybody knows something, and they're less likely to be humble. The focus is not on God. Like, look what just happened. These are, floods of biblical proportion. Never happened in 500 years, You think maybe God might have something to do with this. During that time, all they're interested in communicating oftentimes is survival at hand, not, let's think about this.
Right.
So the idea is to, preach the gospel all the time, before, after, and during, but to continually speak about Jesus. Jesus is our only hope. You can come up with great programs. You can come up with great ideas. You can come with all different types of outreach and helps and all type of things like that. But if we're not preaching Jesus and Him crucified, then we're not preaching the full gospel message.
Right.
And that's what Jesus called us to do. Mm-hmm. Says through the foolishness of what's preached, He chose to save the world. And that's what we need to get back to basics. So I'm thankful for Anne and all of those that are praying alongside of Anne and are believing for a great spiritual outpouring and a spiritual awakening. I know mm-hmm. that Rodney Howard Brown is holding events Celebrate America mm-hmm. during this time as well.
Yeah, it's huge to be able to see. It's just how God is speaking to so many people, even from different nations, to respond and say, it's not over for America. And I love, recently Dutch Sheets said the same thing. It's just like, if you hear someone say it's over for America, if you hear mm-hmm. someone say that, God doesn't have a plan for America, don't listen to them.
Yeah. Right.
Don't listen to them. It's just like, God loves the people of this nation. And it's just like, a lot of times it's like when you think it's that last moment, you think there's no hope, that's when God's like, that's when I step in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And it's when we get to the place of mm-hmm. desperation. It's, this is what happened with Israel. They went through a hard time, judgment, got humbled, then they cried out to God, and somehow they got lost in the blessing. Imagine how that happens, They get lost in the blessing, and then they come back to God. They're humbled, mm-hmm. and they cry out to God again. It's like, mm-hmm. let's stay at this place. Right. Let's stay low.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me about a message that Greg spoke on a while back. It's called, Can You Stand to Be Blessed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
It's like so many times, we pray, we ask God, Lord, will you bless me? Will you bless me? Will you give me this job? Will you mm-hmm. give me whatever this thing is? Mm-hmm. And then when God gives it to you, not long after that, you end up just turning your back on mm-hmm. Him. And I've seen that so many times. They just walk away.
Yeah.
It really is a sad thing.
They lost a blessing.
Because God does desire to bless you, and He desires to give you everything that you need and even your desires, but He doesn't want to give them to you at the expense of losing you. And you have to be able to stand in the midst of the blessing. A lot of people, can't mm-hmm. stand in the blessing. And you look at it, you say, well, how is that true? Well, look at our nation. I mean, look how mm-hmm. blessed we've been. This is a great example. Just look around. We have so much to be thankful for and appreciative for.
Yeah.
But so many times the things that are on people's minds, the things that are on people's thoughts, and the words coming from their lips are about lack, what they don't have, what they wish they had. And they don't recognize that it's been God's hand of favor upon us.
Yeah.
They credit themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When you only have 3% of the church actually tithing and honoring God in the tithes and the offerings, according to George Barna, and 97% are not even believing that their wealth and their blessings come from the Lord, then that's going to have a ripple effect on the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it's just a call back. It's a call back to God. It's a call back to recognize that He alone is holy. He's God,
mm-hmm.
and that He deserves our allegiance, our love, and our adoration.
Mm-hmm. I think about what you said earlier, too. It's just like so often that we can say, God bless America, God bless America, but it's like you got to switch that and say it's time for America to bless God and not get so focused on the blessing, but turn back to the God that gave us the blessing.
Mm.
Because the blessing was nothing more than because we looked to God first.
Yeah.
The blessing mm-hmm. was the outcome of that. And it's just like we've got to switch and we've got to return back to our first love.
Yeah. Listen, if we don't, turn our hearts to Him, if we don't turn our hearts to Jesus, we're going to continue this downward spiral. And the hope and the encouragement is that so many right now, I'm hearing this in like surround sound, mm-hmm. I'm hearing it from so many of God's saints that they're mm-hmm. saying, listen, we're believing for God to touch our nation again. We understand that we are in the desperate times, and desperate times call for desperate measures. And don't wait for judgment to come. Don't wait for bad things to come. You can go after God right now and have your own personal revival. You can have your own personal awakening, mm-hmm. awaken to the things of God, mm-hmm. because He desires to walk with you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.